glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, it is. I got a lot of shopping yet to do.
Turkey Day tomorrow, everyone.
Food shopping.
Yeah, food shopping. Yeah, that's right. There's a variety of people with different meals and different customs or habits or traditions.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, we're going to read a little thing about that from Rob Seidenberg's Rural Memories.
Because it's Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in review.
Yes, it is.
It's also 6 days in counting, Marianne. Six days to the big announcement.
Oh, my.
The teasers have been going out there every day. I started with the 10-day countdown on Saturday, and my two-minute mailbag spot has been mentioning the countdown and then what's on Mark and Friends or something else. But I've been biting at the bit for months and have given out some little hints over some weeks. But it's getting close.
I forgot to tell you I saw Larry Bunting at the post office the other day, and he goes, when is he going to just say it?
Yeah, that's right. And I've been thinking about what will be expressed and shared on Tuesday, December 3rd. So that's when the official announcement, I've been calling it the big announcement, and if you've made a donation in the last couple of weeks, everyone's getting a little teaser that mentions some things that are going on, and it's just exciting. So I've been thinking about that program, and whenever we make the big announcement, and I've made a number of them over the years. We've always started off with the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh.
So you'll know the announcement will be coming on Tuesday once that music starts, and then we play it through or a portion of it through, and then I finally will come on and disclose this unbelievable God sighting that's taking place or in the process of taking place.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, unlike anything in these almost 25 years, in fact, come April 7th, we'll launch into our 25th year of broadcasting.
My word.
25 years. So we have to have some celebrations about that.
And oh, please.
Already planning on some things now, but 25th year begins April 8th.
That's wonderfully exciting.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Stay with us. 6 days from today, on Tuesday, December 3rd, you'll hear the big announcement, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to share.
Right.
So today, being Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in review, we have a special letter we'll read.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned an article or two we'll refer to, and then maybe we'll leaf through because this Friday, in 2 days, it's hard to believe, our December edition will arrive.
Yes.
So we've been working hard on that one.
Yes, shifting gears from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah.
It's all happening in the next few days.
Yeah, no dull moments. Okay, so it's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. I've been reading in Ephesians, and there's some really good being thankful for certain things in that book or that letter, if you will. And Colossians, I know, has a number of great things on being thankful. And the Psalms are filled with
that.
Well,
when you get down to it, there are so many books that do. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it.
And on Thanksgiving, everyone tune in. I've picked out dozens of songs with Thanksgiving as a theme, as the thread, especially on 89.3 FM. Mm. I've picked out, I don't know, 200 or 300 really good songs
that
play throughout the day with a Thanksgiving theme or a holiday theme. And then this Friday, we launch into Christmas music all weekend long. Literally through the end of the year, through December 31st at midnight. So
it's one of my favorite seasons, although I say that at every season. But it is. Christmas is so wonderful.
Yeah, so that'll start on Friday. And I haven't figured out what I'm going to do for Friday's morning program yet. We're going to give Jason the day off. It might be a Thanksgiving special or some Christmas music featured or not sure what yet.
That brings up a wonderful question.
Yes.
When are you going to broadcast It's a Wonderful Life again?
Yeah, that's going to definitely happen in December.
Good.
Probably late December, maybe Christmas week.
Oh, that's perfect.
Maybe Christmas week and then up to the end of the year, right near the end of the year.
I think we should do it one night in its entirety.
on the whole 74 minutes or so.
Because that was so fun to listen to.
Yeah, that'll probably happen again.
Okay,
we're still working on
it.
There is an announcement in the December edition of the Prime Lifetimes, but we didn't give specifics because those are still be working out.
Right.
A lot of irons in the fire, announcements to make, and other things that are going on that are equally fun to share and talk about, but got to hold off for another week or so on some of those things, too. So
I'll tell you. You've got a lot of stuff up your sleeve.
Yep.
Well, we have a great letter here. Can I read it?
Oh, yes. This one came maybe 10 days ago, a couple weeks ago. Came from Norma, and it highlights some of the things we are going to talk about or have talked about, and the big announcement is pretty good.
I just love getting feedback and letters and everything from listeners. This is from Norma Doolin.
Mm-hmm.
Dear friends, though we never sent the pictures, my daughter and I had fun taking the Prime Lifetimes to several places this summer. Included was the Apple Dumpling Restaurant near Urbana, Ernie Pyle's Street Fair in Dana, Indiana, the Moonshine Store in Illinois.
The Moonshine Store.
I know. I thought about that. Wondered about that. Thomas Lincoln's Farm near Casey, Illinois. She and her daughter got around. That's great.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking they almost could write a little column on all these visits and activities to partake in.
I took a picture in front of the world's largest rocking chair in Casey. Now, I have to beg to differ here. I bet it's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. But anyway.
Oh, maybe in Illinois.
Okay. All right. World's largest rocking chair.
Oh, world's largest.
In Illinois, in Casey. And walked a sunflower maze. That's really sounds beautiful. How fitting, with the sunflowers on the front of the paper. Oh, my goodness. Our last stop of the weekend ended at the original Custard Cup in Danville.
Mm.
This area has lots of interesting and fun places. She's right about that.
Yeah.
I enjoy your early morning program as I drive to Covington. I've even found a better way through the farmland and little traffic.
And this is Norma, and she lives in Danville, so her Danville commute into
Covington,
Indiana.
Each program gives me a good start for the day. One day recently, you talked about honey. There are different flavors.
Hmm.
My daughter gave me orange blossom honey when she lived in Florida. It was good, but I was raised on clover honey, a different taste.
Mm-hmm.
I can really get tuned in to your program.
Tuned in, and she has quotes
I know,
there.
That's
fun. Classic.
Two of the memory verses have been put to music, so I sang them. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, you said you would find and play a song to go with the topic. I was singing My Hope is Built on Nothing Less before you even started playing it. She just put that together, you know, with hearing the verse. About 2 years ago on your program, you played a song I hadn't heard. It was Joseph's Song by Michael Card. The only other place I've found it is on YouTube. Anyone can sing Mary, Did You Know, but Joseph's Song is truly a man's song to sing.
Hmm.
Hope to hear the singing men use it sometime.
Yeah, I'll have to consider that.
Yeah.
I don't think we can pull it off in the few rehearsals we have left before our two Christmas concerts, but maybe into the future.
Hmm. Do you have that?
Yeah, I play that song, and that'll be part
of
our mix during this Christmas time and others time throughout the year.
I'm waiting on your big announcement.
Yes. Me too.
I remember how you shared the news when you got the Prime Lifetimes. This is bigger?
Yeah, probably about 20 times bigger. It's huge. This announcement will quite possibly also help expand, I can't say too much more, the Prime Lifetimes. But
oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love the way she ends this letter. I remember how you shared the news when you got the Prime Lifetimes, and then with a question mark, this is bigger?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, this is a total God thing. None of us could have dreamed it up. The magnitude, the enormity of it all. I won't say too much more.
It's our job here at the station to keep you from saying more.
So again, tune in next Tuesday during Mark and Friends for the big announcement. And actually, a lot of credit to all of you that have supported our radio ministry these 24 years and pray for it. Gosh, we count on your prayers and trust that as you pray and as we pray, we discern and understand God's leading. And our board has been so unanimous on all this. As I had mentioned on some other programs, we had 5 board meetings in 50 days, and then we had the final and crucial, I can't say the final board meeting, but the 6th board meeting in 70 days, and that's where we all signed off on something and submitted that, and we're getting really close to being able to announce what's in the works. So enough said.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. It's Wednesday. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. It's a great edition. You have a few more days to pick it up at over 300 area locations. But come this Friday, we'll be busy beavers sending out our distribution team, and Holly and I, and many of us. You even take some papers to a couple different locations. We'll get out the December edition.
And Richard Berkey, he'll be out there.
Oh, gosh, he'll be everywhere. Bob Dickey and Jason Gingold and Bob DeGenio. Oh, gosh, there's a whole, there's about 6 or 7 others.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we appreciate the whole team that gets this paper in and around.
It's an effort.
East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, all the inroads that we're making with these various businesses and service providers.
So. And, you know, you mentioned the other day, Mark, how people can give a Christmas gift of a subscription to the Prime Life Times.
Yes.
So I think that's worth repeating, because I think that'd be a nice gift for someone living far away.
And it's a gift that lasts, because they would get 12 months worth.
That's true.
So every month they would remember this wonderful Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's only $30, and that basically covers the first class postage. We put it in a nice envelope and mail it off as soon as it arrives here.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you'd like to find out more, you can call the station or just go to primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. You'll see a link that says subscriptions, and then there's a real easy form, and you can pay for it right there or send in a check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so shall we read a couple more things?
Okay, yes.
All right. Well, this is Rob Seidenberg's Rural Memories, and I do think this is probably the shortest one he's ever, ever written, but it's a good.
Yeah, which page? Where are we talking?
Okay, we are on A5.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day Customs. Each family has its own customs for this special day. When I was growing up, my mom would serve us, before the real feast, the approximate amount and variety of food historians believed... What are you laughing about?
Well, it's just this build-up. Of course, I know all about build-ups.
The food historians believed the early pilgrims might have eaten when they shared a day of Thanksgiving with the Indians. She served each of us a dozen or so kernels of parched corn. That's great. A very small helping of roasted wildfowl, often duck, and some venison. Variations included cornmeal mush or hominy instead of parched corn. Those are things we know folks ate at about that time in that part of North America. Of course, with Squanto's coaching, they might well have had fish, squash, and beans, all staples of the local diet. The second of my dear sisters introduced a custom we have embraced, that of going around the table with each person telling one thing she or he is thankful for. If you're living and breathing, if you're surrounded by people who love you, and if you have food, raiment, and a roof over your head, you're better off than over a billion of this planet's inhabitants. Give thanks.
He's putting it in perspective.
Yeah, he is. Oh, my. It is so true.
Yeah, and so many people do have that habit. I've heard it over and over again about people going around the table, giving thanks for various things. And, but I'm also thinking, you brought this up earlier, Marianne, that there are some people without family during this time. This is oftentimes some of the hardest holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas
they
and
are.
Year ends, for people that are home alone or for whatever reason aren't in touch with family members or friends. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I appreciated so much about, for sure, my oldest brother and my family in general, that he and his wife did this. They thought of everyone they could think of who didn't have a place to go and would invite them over in the Christmas season just to have a fun night and bring food. And people love to contribute. They don't have to be, you know, you don't have to prepare the whole thing for them.
Right.
They want to contribute. They just don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
They don't have any... you know, any family.
Yeah. I know Bill and Donna Erickson are doing something unique through their ministry. They're encouraging people to invite internationals over for the holidays. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day or on Christmas Day. It can be any day through the end of the year where they'll match our listeners, for that matter, up with an international person or two and just have them over for dinner to talk with them. Because many of these internationals, you know, because of the cost of returning to China or whatever country, they end up staying here. But with the U of I students being gone with family, it's very lonely for many of them, and they have nothing to do. And so,
and, you know, just some of the college kids in general that don't have a place to go back to, and elderly people. Right. I know this past Sunday, some friends and I had a nursing home resident over for a Thanksgiving meal early. We couldn't do it on Thanksgiving, but we did it on Sunday. And it, such a blessing to that individual, because you walk through those nursing homes and imagine the holidays if you don't have a family or if they don't come see you.
And so maybe God is leading you right now to consider or entertain the idea of inviting somebody over. And maybe you're widowed or single or don't have a place to go. Well, then you take the initiative.
Yeah.
You know, find someone that's also in need or in similar circumstances and invite them over. And it doesn't have to be where you clean up everything have everything dusted and perfect. You know, they will be grateful just to sit across from the table and talk and kid and share memories and have a bite to eat or order a pizza or do something very simple. It's not about the food or the environment or how great the ambiance is.
Exactly.
It's just somebody caring and showing compassion or wanting to spend some time with you.
Get carry out from someplace like a Cracker Barrel and just take it to the nursing home.
You know what? You one of my buddies, Pinnacle friends, Mark Kessler, who was on 2 weeks ago Memorization Monday, he and his family, they had a tradition where everyone, you know, the children and other family members or in-laws came over. Mm-hmm. And then when their children got married and moved out, then it was like, oh, you're going to be at this family's house. Okay, well, then come here. And then they found themselves one Thanksgiving like, wow, everyone is somewhere else. Let's go. And they went to Cracker Barrel. And now that's their new tradition. I can't remember if it's 3 or 5 or a number of years. They go to Cracker Barrel. They have a great meal. There's no cleanup. There's no prep. They go there, feel like they're pampered and enjoy it. And that's their new tradition. So.
Now, I have to say, some of us like me love that preparation and even cleanup. It's just fun to do. It's fun to have people over. But that's great.
Yeah, that's just what they're doing. And they said, we'll see you at Cracker Barrel. And and they enjoy that. And so maybe start a new tradition, including others in your festivities, or invite somebody over, or make it simple so you're not all stressed out and go somewhere and just...
And I think it doesn't have to be this either or. Either you're with your family or you go to help other people. You can do both.
Amen. Now, I think there was also a fun poem or something in
here. Yes. This poem really touched a number of people that read it. This is on page B3, as we say goodbye to our November edition of the Prime Lifetimes. And we're really, truly into our third year now.
Yes.
This is a poem by Lynn Warfel, who actually has a published book of poetry, but lives here in the area. And I think it's very fitting as we end through Thanksgiving, you know, the fall season and head into winter. It's called Seasons Whisper. Seasons whisper. Sometimes they do. Leaves falling come to mind. When the winds are gentle, the leaves float lazily down, zigzagging to the grass. Who listens so carefully they hear the sounds? Some seasons have fog, the clouding of nature's mind. Frost said, it comes on little cat feet, a whisper, you know. Rain can whisper its way, soft wishes peppering the leaves, so gentle and life-giving. Life seasons whisper, too. Sneak up on us. Suddenly, we're grown up. Adults! Adults!
No!
Suddenly, we're in love. Suddenly, the kids are gone. Nest empty, sort of. And suddenly, we're old. No, softly whisper, old, O-L-D-E. Hmm. God speaks so often in whispers. testing our listening, nudging us the way. Love created, and here we are, listening to the whispers. Selah.
Wow, uses the old Selah in there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Ah.
He's gifted.
Wow, Lynn Warfel,
Selah.
Thanks for sharing that.
A
Seasons
moment of quiet.
Whisper.
Yeah.
Page 3 on this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. This Friday, the December edition will be out.
It's a good one, I think. People enjoy it, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Hey, back to Norma's letter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some might have read, why was she taking the Prime Life Times all around to all these locations?
Good point.
And what does it mean that we never sent the pictures?
That's true. We didn't explain what she was talking about.
Yeah. In fact, wait till you see the December edition. It's really chalk filled with some great photographs.
I tell you, you have to be kept in line. You give everything away.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to want to see it and identify some of your friends or the locations they're at. But there's a lot of captions of people and where they went with the Prime Life Times and took a photograph.
She's talking about the column or the feature called Where in the World is the Prime Life Times?
Yes. And we give out prizes.
Yes, we do.
And everyone that submits a photo, I think we've been giving out $5 gift cards and some other things and coupons. So
what we have.
Yeah. When we get around to it.
Not everyone got the same thing, but they're similar in value.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the December edition of the Prime Life Times coming out in a couple days, the same day that we launch Christmas music on all four of our frequencies. Now, there will be a couple non-Christmas programs on the weekend, like Gospel Greats and Homecoming Radio.
Okay.
They're not totally transitioned to Christmas music yet.
Okay.
But all the selections that I pick out, especially on 89.3 FM, and much of the music on WGNN will be Christmas. But Moody still has some windows where they might have a blending that starts up. So,
yeah.
But you're going to really enjoy the various selections, a lot of great music. And then on Thanksgiving tomorrow, a lot of Thanksgiving music that I think will bless you. Some of the traditional hymns and some of the golden oldies, the favorites. I intersperse those throughout the day. So I think you're going to really enjoy the music. And
the old hymns are just great.
Yeah, hard to replace those with anything. They're just
so
great. Timeless.
Rich. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Prime Life Times in review. 6 days to the big announcement. Music starting on Friday.
Are you going to get any sleep in over Thanksgiving holiday, or are you just going to be here in your chair in the office?
I think I'm going to have a day off.
Are you?
But I'll probably work from home, won't actually come in here. But
okay.
A lot of things to attend to, and press releases and other announcements that have to be made and put together. But all good, exciting times. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. We are 100% listener supported, so the things we're able to do is because of your support, your financial backing, your generous gifts. And so if you're considering us for year-end giving or holiday giving or a special Christmas gift, mail that to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.